The question was asked. We find in Talmud, the Gemara in Tractate Berachot tells us, four people or four types of experiences make it such that a person would have to say thank you. And so we have a blessing which we make saying thank you. Baruch Ata Hashem, blessed are you Hashem Elokeinu, our God, Melech HaOlam, King of the World, HaGomel LeChayavim, who does unto people who are really not worthy, Tovot, he does good things for them, even though they don't deserve it. Shegmalani Kol Tov, I thank him for doing me all this wonderful good stuff. So that's the blessing. Now, who has to make this blessing? Says the Talmud, and quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Number one is Yoredei Hayam, people who descend to the sea, people who set sail out into the big sea. And we will, in a minute, we will see that there are differences between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim in how we interpret all these examples, where Sfaradim say you have to give thanks. Even if you just went down a river, went down the Mississippi, you'd have to say Hagomel, just like Sfaradim make this blessing for traveling from Jerusalem to Tel Aviv. And Ashkenazim say, no, it has to be a little bit more dangerous than that. So the first one is
a blessing if you survive Tel Aviv and come back.
So the blessing is, number one, people who go down to sea. So they spend a day or two out at sea, and they're nowhere near dry land. So when people are... people are out at sea and there's a certain danger, then that's okay. Number two, people who travel the deserts, and again, they're going in dangerous places, there's no civilization nearby. So when they hit civilization, they make a blessing. Someone was ill, and they got cured. Now he's back, standing on his two feet, he's all well, he also makes a blessing. And Mishaya Chavush Beveta Surim, someone who was in captivity, he was on death row. Others say it doesn't have to be on death row; just means he was in prison and it was dangerous. So when he gets out, he makes a blessing. And the pasuk says, "Kol Achayim Yoducha Sela." Not the pasuk we say it in Shmona Esrei. "V'Kol Achayim Yoducha Sela." So we say the word Chayim stands for the four of them. Chet is chavush, bound in prison. Yud is yam, he went out to sea. The second yud is yisurim, he was suffering an illness. And the mem is midbar. Very nice. Okay, so when we make this blessing, you have to do it in the presence of 10 people. You try to do it when two of them are learned people. And that's why we have the custom to make this blessing by kriyat haTorah. We make it in shul when a person goes... when there's reading of the Torah. But technically, if you have a siyum or you have a learning event like this, you could also make the blessing. Okay. So now, how late can you make an hagomel? As long as you still remember what happened, you can make a hagomel.
Those are the old situations.
Oh, so we'll get to that next. So the Shulchan Aruch says, I first want to deal with this difference between Ashkenaz and Sephard, and then we'll get to that question, that the Ashkenazim, the Jews that come from Germany and France, when they go from one city to another, they say, there was no danger, no wild animals, no armed bandits, I don't make the blessing. Yet in Sfarad, in Spain, their custom was that they make a blessing. They say, once you're on the road, it's dangerous. The mere fact that you've left the city, you're traveling between cities, you make the blessing. What if you traveled less than a parsa? Parsa is about 4 miles, so then you don't have to make the blessing. What if it's a dangerous place? Then even if you traveled less than 4 miles, you have to make the blessing. So you guys traveled. You traveled in between cities. You were attacked. Whether you like it or not, that indicates a certain element of danger. You can't say you weren't in danger. I mean, it's fortunate that the stones didn't penetrate your bus. It's fortunate that the driver didn't lose control. It's fortunate that they didn't throw a Molotov cocktail. That's all wonderful things. But at the end of the day, there was a danger. And so it seems obvious to me that you should make the blessing of Hagomel. We will continue, Bezrat Hashem, after we have some chillin, we will continue with, thank you very much, we will continue with your question of what about things that don't fall under these four headings? Do you also make a blessing of a gomel? But first, let's take a break for chillin.